Obama buzz is the talk of the town in Poznan, Poland. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Delegates are meeting in Poland for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Angela Anderson is with the Pew Charitable Trust's Environment Group. She's a speaker at the Climate Change Convention. She says there's a lot of enthusiasm about what's going on in the U.S.
There has been a discussion of the Obama buzz, as it's being called, and you do hear lots of people in the corridor speculating on what the negotiations will be like next year.
The real work at this year's meeting will come next week. The world's nations have to get things set up for next year's negotiations for replacing the expiring Kyoto Protocol.
What they're really after here in Poznan is what is going to be the long-term goal for a global agreement, and how do they structure that to make sure that they balance the economic concerns and the development needs of the developing world.
And this time next year, the U.S. might even sign and approve a treaty to reduce greenhouse gases causing global warming. President George W. Bush has been reluctant to use his powers to pardon people, but this week he granted 14 pardons, among them a Missouri man who used pesticides in hamburger trying to kill coyotes, ended up killing a lot of other wildlife, including three bald eagles. This is the Environment Report. Remember last year when millions of toys were recalled because of lead contamination? Well, paint with high levels of lead on toys is already banned, and a new law will restrict lead content in toys overall. Rebecca Williams has been looking into this. So, Reb, this new law limits the amount of lead in a toy, but it won't go into effect until after the holidays?
Yeah, the new law doesn't take effect until February.
So a lot of people are out there shopping right now, and they could buy toys that will be illegal to sell in just a couple of months.
Yeah, and the toys that you can buy now can legally have very high levels of lead. I spent some time with Mike Schreiberg at the Ecology Center. That's an environmental group that's been testing toys for lead. He has an analyzer that tells you what elements are in a toy. In this case, a plastic building block.
This orange block has 3,000 parts per million of lead. Now, remember, this will be illegal to be on the shelves in February. It's legal now because the lead's not in the paint. It's embedded in the plastic.
Babies and little kids' brains and bodies are still developing. They tend to put toys in their mouths, so they're really vulnerable to damage from lead.
There is no safe level of lead in blood. Pediatricians have said that a little bit of lead causes a little bit of brain damage, and a lot of lead causes a lot of brain damage. So we think that toys shouldn't be involved in causing any amount of brain damage.
Mike Schreiberg says there's no way to know just by looking which toys have lead and which ones don't. But he says children's jewelry is by far the worst. They found it's 5 times more likely to have lead than other toys. He says simpler toys, such as unpainted wooden toys, tend to be safer.
Just to be clear, there is no surefire rule.
Schreiberg's group has tested 1,500 toys this year, and they put the results up on their website, healthytoys.org. There's some good news. Overall, they found less lead in toys than last year. Mattel and Hasbro say they're testing their toys, and retailers such as Toys R Us, Target, and Walmart are also testing toys. But still, the Ecology Center has found about 1 in every 5 toys still has lead.
That's just astounding. All right, thanks, Reb.
Thanks, Lester.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to come check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.